From Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, comes the Living Truth radio program of the Way of Truth Ministries. The founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, is our teacher, and he's sitting at the microphone, ready to present today's message in just a moment. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a privilege for us to have you on the listening end for this edition of The Living Truth. I'll be back later with our contact information if we can be of spiritual help to you. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his message for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is such a joy to come to you on this Thursday with another study from the Word of God, and we're looking at Psalm 16 under the topic, The Need for God. I mentioned on Monday that it was recently said that if we ever need God's help, it is now. And I believe that. We are living in a day and age when so many people are turning away from the Lord. And we look at our nation, we look at our society, we look at the world. And when we look at those things, we can see that in many, many places, God has been forgotten. We need to see God work. We need a revival in our nation, in our churches, in our lives. We simply need God. And when I introduced this subject on Monday, I asked the question, why is it that so many people, including some Christians, do not see the need for God? Why is it that so many people seemingly attempt to get along in life by their own strength? Why is it? Well, I think that there are numerous answers to that question. But one of the answers is the fact that many people do not really understand the benefits of God. We don't seek God because we don't know what God will do for us. We don't depend upon God because we don't know how God will take care of us. And I'm talking to Christians now. Certainly, those who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior will not call upon the name of the Lord at times simply because they don't know that they need the forgiveness of sin. They don't know that they need salvation. They don't know that they need to be washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. That's why it is that I say that when we are soul winning and when we are leading people to Christ, we're witnessing, it's very important that we begin by telling them that there are sinners. You know, you hear so many times today when people are talking about the Lord, they start out with the love of God and the grace of God and the goodness of God. And those things are all nice. Absolutely, they're nice. And they're in the Word of God. They're needed. Thank God for it. But if we're going to see somebody come to Christ, we need to communicate to them why they need Christ. And it's because they're lost. They're in sin. And if they die in that sin, they will be separated from God forever in hell. And so you see, if we're leading somebody to Christ, we need to encourage them to understand that apart from Christ, they're sinners and they need His forgiveness. They need what He's done for them on the cross so that they can escape hell and have the gift of eternal life lived out in heaven. Well, the same thing is with you and me as Christians. Oh, we've been saved. We've trusted Christ as Savior. But many times we don't depend upon God simply because of the fact that we don't know, we don't focus on, we don't understand fully what He can do for us. Well, Psalm 16 teaches us those things. And we've already looked at verses 1 through 4, where it speaks of our position in God, and through our position in God, He is our protector, our preserver, our master, and our unifier. And then we have gone into the second section of Psalm 16 that speaks concerning our provision in God. And we noted yesterday that God is our fullness and God is our counsel. And by that, I mean that everything that we need, God has to give us. Look at verses 5 and 6 again. We talked about it yesterday, but I just have to read it for you again today, where it says, The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lost. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Verse 7 says, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. What all of that teaches us, as I mentioned yesterday, is that God is the fullness of all of our need. He is all we need. He gives us refreshment and happiness. He guarantees our provision. He has marked out the place of our eternal abode. He gives us access to all that He is. And He gives us His counsel. One thing that I did not emphasize yesterday that I want to bring up today is there in verse 7, where the psalmist says, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. And again, remember, God always gives us His direction. He does not hide it from us. He doesn't play hide and seek. It's not like when we were children, we used to say something like, what is it that you know about such and such? And sometimes the response will be, well, that's for me to know and you to find out. God doesn't act that way toward us. When we come to Him and say, Lord, give me your counsel, He doesn't say, well, that's for me to know and you to find out. No, He gives it to us through His Word and through the teaching of His Holy Spirit. But notice the last part of verse 7. It says, my reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Now, when he's talking about reins there, he's talking about the depths of our heart. And here's the point. I want you to think about this for a moment. When we are in the Word of God, seeking God's counsel, seeking God's direction, and hide God's Word in our heart, it is then that God will instruct us through His counsel, through our heart, even in the night seasons. And, you know, sometimes it's the night seasons when it's the most lonely, when we seem as though there's no one who cares, or when sometimes we get confused and don't know what to do. But when we're in God's Word, when we are seeking God's direction consistently, even at night, when we are all alone, God will guide us through our heart into which we have put His Word. Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee, the psalmist said. Think of it. So God is our fullness. God is our counsel. Then we see in verse 8 of Psalm 16 that God is our security. It says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Oh, beloved, that's a tremendous thought to take into consideration. Sure, God is our fullness and gives us joy and happiness and peace and blessing. Sure, God is our counsel and gives us direction, but He is our security. Look at that. It says, I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. Do you know God is with you at all times? God is always near to us. How near is God to us, beloved? Well, if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God is in you, is He not? Indeed, He is. He is in you because the Bible says that the moment that we are saved, the Holy Spirit takes up His permanent residency in our lives. He is not only around you or near you as a Christian, He is in you, and that's pretty close. And the glory of that thought is, He will never leave you, nor will He forsake you. You can't go anywhere apart from God. You can't face anything apart from God. You can't go through any situation apart from God. Where you go, God goes, for He, through His Holy Spirit, is in you. That gives you security. That gives you strength. That gives you the provision that you need. But because of that, the psalmist goes on and says in verse 8 of Psalm 16, I shall not be moved. You see why we need to depend upon God? We need to depend upon Him because He is always near to us, literally in us, but He will always strengthen us to the point that we're not ever going to be moved off of the rock of who He is. This is positionally true. It's a positional matter of our salvation. You see, in Jesus Christ, in God, we have eternal security. We will never lose our salvation. Now, that does not give us a license to sin, but it does give us, I trust, an inward determination to depend upon Him at all times. But thank God that we will never be moved out of the family of God through faith in Christ. Thank God we will never be cast away from the body of Christ through faith in Him. Positionally, we are secure, but there's a practical measure to this as well. And that is that day by day, as we depend upon Him, as we trust in Him, as we obey Him, we will not be moved out of His will. Think of that. The more we depend upon the Lord, the more we seek the counsel of the Lord, the more we obey the Lord, the more we can say, no matter what it is I face, I will not be moved. I will stand firmly upon God's word. I will stand firmly upon the rock of my salvation, Jesus Christ. Oh, how we can thank God for His provision. He is our fullness. He is our counsel. He is our security. I trust, beloved, that you know Him and that you are depending upon Him today. Tomorrow we will conclude our study of Psalm 16. I trust that you'll be there. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or wish to have a copy of the notes or outlines or a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the costs of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can email us at wot@wotbm.org. Or you can visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you again on our next Living Truth radio program. And until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.